It was Friday morning. I was going to the cattle camp called Wunliet. This was my first time to go there. I wanted to know my uncle well in the camp. My niece, who has never been to school, was well in describing the camp, which will take me 1 hour to the other side of the river. And after that, it will take me 30 minutes to walk to the camp. I do as he told me. After 15 minutes, I get to a desert camp. Half an hour later, I hear the sound of people thinking and the mooing of cows. There was also a smoke from burning cow dung.
I'm Deng Kwon Nyal. It's me speaking with you here. Our work as youth staying in the cattle camp is to look after cows. Keeping of cattle is our livelihood as the Dinka. Here in the cattle camp, we collect cow dung using dry cow skin and hides and burn the dung in the center where cows are kept in a circle to prevent flies and sassafras and even mosquitoes, because we don't have medicine to treat the insects. We also clean the place where people and animals sleep. In the cattle camp, we have a lot of animals. Like here, we have 5,000 cows in groups of 70. One person can own up to 200 cows. And we have around 200 youth on both male and female, plus about 50 women. Again, we have elders in the cattle camp. They are here to give us advice, and they can be either 30 to 40 old men. They teach us how to keep cattle and how to interact with other cattle keepers.
Deng is a youth leader in the cattle camp. He has been working for more than 6 years in the cattle camp.
The function of male youth in the camp are to look after cows when they are taking them for pasture and to protect them from thieves and wild animals like hyenas, lions and leopards. Stealing was a big problem compared to now, because in the time of the gorilla, most of people were stealing cows. Girls start milking cows at 8, and if it's 9, we take animals for grazing. And if there is enough grass, we return the cows to the camp at 3 p.m. And if there is no enough grass, we bring them back at 4 p.m. When there is inadequate pasture, we migrate to another place where there is sufficient grass. We do this for our survival. We practice wrestling, dancing. This is all we do in the cattle camp.
Later that morning, I talked with a 36-year-old woman called Judy, who was washing her cooking utensil in her small tukul. Cattle camp is done at the open places and passed from generation to generation.
My name is Judy from Maneri. I have been staying here for 35 years, and these cattle are for the berry. I just work here, and I'm being paid at the end of the month. I'm doing this work so I can support my 3 children. The cash I get here, I can't take them to school. It is learned here. You knot a rope like this and tie the cow down. If the animal moves at night, it will go and destroy the crops of others, like legumes and pumpkin leaves. And what will I use to repay the owners? I do not have a husband. I'm a widow. These children are orphans. How will they pay for their school fees? Unless the government helps me, then I will be able to send them to school. The goats will be tethered. You will go with a stick and herd the animals.
Looking after cows is not for men alone. Even ladies are doing the same work. They also take cattle for fanchas.
We take our cattle to Khor Rampala for pasture, because if we take them here, they will be stolen by thieves. Like last week, 280 cattle of James Loro and Ladu Borang were stolen by thieves.
Cattle camp is a place for both youth and young, with the different activities done by the youth. They carry out engagement, wrestling, dancing, Asie is a young gentleman and a rustler in the camp.
I am Atiye Chol Amen. I have defeated about 42 strong men in Bor, and I am going to win. I believe this is the first time we are going to wrestle in Juba. Back home, we compete against wrestlers from various communities. Wrestling is very important to us because it is our culture. It is the only unique sport we are identified with as Jiang. When you lose in a wrestling match, you get disappointed, including your supporters and elders. But when you win, everyone rejoices.